And good evening, everyone, everyone who may be joining me tonight, and welcome to tonight's Saturday Night Wine Stream, Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we're going to drink, actually, I was on the fence a little bit as to what to serve up tonight. I had a couple of choices. I was originally going to try something different. But I walked into Wine Store, which is one of my new favorite places to go for wine, and they had a tasting going on Thursday night that, you know, I tried out a couple of wines, and I thought, wow, I've got to open up one of these for the wine stream. So I brought home a couple of bottles. So I have an option to go with a white or a red. I think I'm going to go with the red, because I had barbecue this evening for dinner, and I think the red is going to go best with that. So we're going to go ahead and open up. This is the wine I have here. It's called Pessimist, which some people, some of my friends who know me, would say, you know, that fits you, Rick, Pessimist. I'm not that I'm a true pessimist. I'm not negative about everything, but I'll just call myself cautionary. I would say I don't necessarily believe everything I hear and see. And I don't know. I've just been 60 years on this earth, and I've learned the hard way to not necessarily trust everything that's out there. So I guess in a way, I don't want to call myself a pessimist. Some people would call me one. Yeah, sometimes I don't know. Anyway, this is the name of the wine, Pessimist. And I'm going to open this one up, and we're going to find out if this is a wine worth drinking or not. Now, right off the bat, I'm not going to be pessimistic about this wine. I'm going to go in with an open mind and say, you know what? This could go either way. I'm going to go in with an open mind and an open bottle, and we'll try it out and see how good it is, if it's any good at all. And I'm thinking optimistically here that this is going to be a pretty decent wine. So we're going to open that up tonight. Let me show you a few things about. And Chi's joining us in the chat. Hi, Chi. And I'm going to open this up tonight with a photo. Let me see if I can find this. Oh, I'm going to show you a photo of, because people do this on the internet all the time, especially on Facebook. And we're streaming Facebook Live here right now. We're also on YouTube Live, so we'll see how that goes. We just started doing that in the last week or so. And we'll see, you know, we'll see how that works out. But tonight, right now, we're Facebook Live, and I know a lot of people like to take pictures of their dinners. In fact, that's one of the things that that I get a lot of photos coming through my feed on my Facebook feed, is photos of people having dinner and people's dinners. People like to cook. Now, of course, I'm no different. You know, she's baking up something nice. I'm really proud of it. I love what she cooks. She's a great cook, and I'll post photos of what she has created, her latest creation. I know there's some people go out to restaurants and take pictures of their favorite food. I have posted pictures of my favorite foods here before. If you recall a previous live stream, I forgot a glass. Which actually I forgot again this evening, and and I posted a long picture of a hamburger. So you know, I've done that before, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to cut back to that hamburger for just a minute, because once again I forgot my glass. So just a moment, and I will let's see if I can find that hamburger. It was a really, really nice burger. Here it is. And we'll take a look at that, and I'll go grab my glass real quick while you're looking at this tasty treat. Okay, we're back. I've got my glass, And I apologize for that. It's that's twice I've done this. I've got to get into the habit of having a glass at the ready all the time. And I'm going to show you my glass in just a minute. But in fact, I'm going to show it to you right now. This is my favorite glass. It's a Cooper's Hawk glass. It's a genuine crystal glass from the Cooper's Hawk Winery and Restaurant. And that's what I like to use. So, anyway. All right. So, I've got my glass, finally. And I have this bottle of Pessimist wine. And we're going to open this up in just a moment. But before we do, I'm going to show you what I had for dinner tonight. And it was not that burger, by the way. This is what I had. My family and I went to the Midwood Smokehouse this evening for dinner. And Tommy and I shared a nice huge rib, a beef rib. And on Friday, Saturdays, and Sunday nights, as long as they're available, they serve these big beef ribs. Now, this is a 12-inch long, about a foot long rib bone with meat. Now, half the meat has been cut away because we already started eating it before we got the great idea to take a picture of it. But this is a huge, huge piece of meat. And it is falling off the bone, literally falling off the bone tender. And this is an amazing entree here, this beef rib. It is so tender and is so sweet. You know, they say the sweetest meat is the closest to the bone. This is absolutely true of this. This is an amazing piece of meat. I love this rib, and every time we go there, we order this, and we usually split one because it's so large. It's really large enough for two people to eat, to be honest. But it is really, really good. And sometimes I have it without the barbecue sauce because it's just so sweet. It's almost as if it kind of almost ruins it if you put anything on, any barbecue sauce on it. It's that good. But it's great. Anyway, I think this wine would probably go well with it. So we're going to try this bottle of wine. I'm going to open up this bottle of Pessimist wine tonight, and we'll see how it goes. Anyway, let me get this all set up to go. I also have a tray here. What I've got is some cheese to go with it and a little bit of turkey pepperoni. And yeah, the turkey pepperoni is kind of a staple with me for the meat up here because it's something that is easy for me to chew while I'm on the live stream and ingest. It goes good. It's kind of a smoky meal. It goes good with a lot of red wines. And the cheese, I like to mix up the cheeses a lot. I have my favorites. To be honest, I was getting ready for the live stream, so I just hurriedly ran down to the kitchen and grabbed a cheese. And I really don't know what this is. I just grabbed it and cut up a few pieces and put it up. I'm pretty sure it's a Wisconsin cheese. I don't know exactly what it is. It might be a Gouda cheddar mix or something, but it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to try that. Anyway, so let me go ahead and open up this bottle of wine. And I'm going to use my handy uncorking device here. And if you watch the stream regularly, this has become my favorite uncorking device, which is neat. I'm going to go ahead and undo this first. This is actually part of the ensemble with the corkscrew. And let's undo this. And the way this works, of course, is I Put this over the bottle. Very ingenious device. I love this device. There we go. And then to release the cork, let me just drop it down here. I didn't want to lose the cork. I'm just trying to be careful not to let it drop on the floor there. Anyway, so I love this thing. Got it for my wife got it for $5 at an estate sale. Great, great piece of machinery. Anyway, so we're going to go ahead and pour this. And we'll see how this pours. One of these days I'm going to invest in I have one down there, but I've never taken it out of the box. Well, I sort of briefly took it out of the box, but an aerator. So I have an aerator, and let's go ahead and pour this and see what it's like. I'm just going to pour a little bit in the glass for starters, and then we'll give it a good swirl, and then we'll check out the aroma. Nice little swirl here without trying to swirl stuff all over the table and the keyboard and everything else, the microphone, everything else that's around here. And let's take a look. Let's see if this thing has legs. And it's, let me warm it up just a little bit to see that a little better. Because the whole rivulet thing, the whole tears thing works better when the wine is a little bit warmer than when it's cooler. And looking at it, I don't know if you can see. There we go. It's kind of hard to tell, but it looks like it's it does have... It's not real pronounced. Let's say that it's they're there, but I can't say that it's really doesn't look like it has a lot of body to it. Yeah. I will say this: looking at it, it's fairly dark, and I'll tell you why. It doesn't look like it. Yeah, it doesn't look like it has a lot to it. There are some legs to it. It does have, I do see some tears going down there. Ah, you know what? Here they are. Incoming. But slow. There they are. Couldn't really get to see it much before. But the thing is about this wine, it's this is a red blend. This Pessimist is a 2017 red blend from Paso Robles. And let me pull up a good image of it. There we go. This is a red blend from Paso Robles. It's bottled by, I don't know how to pronounce that, Dow Vineyards in Paso Robles, California. PessimistWine.com. And it looks like their tagline here. Let's see if they pull up the back end of this thing. Their tagline here is, "A pessimist is never disappointed." Pessimist is never disappointed. Is that true? I guess there is something to be said for that. Look, I'm not a pessimist. I consider myself a realist. And right now we're going to really check out this wine. Now, this wine is purported to have some nice and fruity notes to it. It's a blend. As I recall, I think it's a Syrah blend, if I'm not mistaken. And let's see if I can get some more information on this. This is a Syrah Cab blend. But at the moment, I don't recall. I was told this, but I don't recall right offhand what the blend is. I think there's Syrah in there, and I think there's some Cab, or maybe a Merlot. It might be a Merlot Syrah blend. It looks pretty dark, like it could have some Merlot in it. It's a little bit of black cherry. And a little bit of let's say blackberry. Let's give it a taste. The first taste. I don't know if it would be black cherry or just cherry. It has kind of a cherry taste to it. And I love cherry. Yes, I can taste the cherry. Blackberry, hint of blackberry. I can definitely taste the cherry in it. Now, this is really kind of a full-bodied wine. You say it's kind of, I don't know, medium body, but I think it's a little bit more full-bodied than that. That's just me. Somewhat astringent. It has a note of something else, and I'm going to try a little bit more to see if I can pick out what that is. It has a very nice finish to it. I will say that. It has a very nice finish. I like it. I like the finish. This is a very, very fruity wine. But you know, the thing is, I'm not really a big fan of red blends per se. There are some that few that I've liked. I think I mentioned this before. There are a few red blends that I like. A lot that I don't like, and it kind of depends on what they used in that blend, because sometimes they mix those things up a little bit. They mix the wines up in such a way that I really don't like the way they turn out, and that's just me. Maybe that's just my personal taste, but I think some red blends don't work very well. Maybe they don't put them together very well, but this one actually is fairly decent. I like this, and I like the color. I say it's full bodied. It's very dark, very dark in color, but I like the color. I really do. It's not really clear, but this is kind of a heavy wine to drink. So I would say, although it does have a really smooth finish for this wine, I think. Not bad. I would say, yeah, this is actually a pretty good wine. I like this. I like this quite a bit. Now, having said that, again, there are a lot of reds that I don't particularly care for too much. While I was at the wine store, I remember last week we opened a bottle of the Baron de Lay Varietales, and this was a Tempranillo, 2015 Tempranillo. And I like this wine so much. I opened it up. I told you, I really like this wine. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed this wine. And I said, I'm going to go pick up another bottle of this. And that's exactly what I went there for. And I did. I got sidetracked because I picked up a bottle of this and then the bottle of the Overstone Sauvignon Blanc, in which I'll tell you about in just a moment. But This one I was so impressed with, I had to go get some more of this. And I actually walked away with one bottle. I went there for two or three, and I only went there with one. The thing is that this is a $15 bottle of wine. Actually, I think it's going for a little bit more than that. The thing is that they were selling them on a special while they had them there for $7.99 a bottle. And I wanted to go back there and get a few more bottles of this while it was still on that special, while they still had a few left. And they fortunately did. I don't know if they'll have any left after the weekend, but I made the mistake of only getting one. I should have gotten a few more just to have and stock up on my shelf. And that way I have them for various occasions. But I really, really enjoy this wine. And I talked about it at length last week on the wine stream. It's a very good wine. This one, I would say, if you like red blends, if you like Merlots, if you like, first of all, if you like Syrahs, and you like the blending of those types of wines, and I'm not 100% sure this is actually a Merlot Syrah blend. It's a blend of, I'm pretty sure Syrah is one of them. I'm not sure what the other wine is. Could be a Cab, but just judging from the color, is probably Merlot. Anyway, I've had some red blends that I didn't really like very much at all, and some that gave me a headache after a glass or two. I have actually had red blends before that I would have a glass and it would give me a headache just because the way they were blended together or whatever it is they put in there, it just didn't sit well with me, and it didn't sit well with my stomach. So whenever I see a red blend on the wine, it's not an automatic, yeah, I'm going to pick one up. It's one of those things where I better kind of check this out first. But this one I had a slight taste of over there at Wine Store. I liked it. It tastes, I thought, well, I've got to open up a bottle because the little taste I had wasn't really a fair, I couldn't really just sit back and really, really study it for a while. Opening this up, opening a whole bottle up, I have a chance to really delve into the flavors, the tones, match it up with things that I'm eating, and see how it sits on the palate with various foods, and really, really put it through its paces, I guess you could say. As a wine, I think this is going to be pretty good. I think this is going to be a good one. This is supposed to go well with, let's see, what does it pair with? Well, I guess it pairs with grilled meats. I think that's what they say it pairs with, grilled meats, and I would agree with that. I would say really this is like, if you're going to do some grilling this isn't really a burger wine. This is more of a grill it with, say, a New York strip steak kind of wine. Or you could grill it with maybe a porterhouse or something. This would go okay with a porterhouse. I could do a porterhouse with this. Of course, I have a few wines I would do a porterhouse with. I would do it with the Tempranillo over here, but because I like porterhouse. This is actually, I think this would pair pretty well with that, with grilled meats. I think it would go pretty well with some cheeses to it. As a matter of fact, let's test that out. Now, once again, I'm not sure exactly what cheese this is, so it might not go well with this wine, but we'll try it out. And Matt's with us. Hi, Matt. Joining us in the chat. Say hi and tell me what you're drinking. Tell me if you're not drinking anything, that's okay too. Sit back, tell me how things are going with you. I'm going to try this cheese. You know, this is kind of a, this is really kind of a Gouda cheddar mix. I can't say that this goes very well with this wine. I'll use it to clear the palate with. Not my first choice of cheese to go with this wine. No. Not my first choice of cheese to go with this wine. Although, I would say that if you're going to pair a cheese with it, I guess, I think there's several cheeses that would probably work okay with it. Maybe a Colby Jack, maybe, or something. That might work better. Or a sharper cheddar. Try it with the pepperoni, the turkey pepperoni. And that's kind of a smoky processed meat. It is. I would say that this would go pretty well with that, rib, the beef rib that I was telling you about earlier, that 12-inch falling off the bone, tender, very, very sweet beef rib. Now, those things are popular. I think they take, they take about 4 or 5 days to smoke those things. And they only do them, they only have so many that they can do in batches. They really, really give that some time. And then they Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, this is at Midwood Barbecue, a Midwood Smokehouse. And we have one up the road from our house. And then we have a few of them around the Charlotte area. And they do it on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as long as the ribs last. So they only have a limited number of them that they do, and then you know, you've got to get there early and make sure they have them there. And they even have a board on the wall that will tell you what they have in stock and what they're low on and if they're out. So you know going in, if you're coming in for the beef rib and you're saying, oh, the ribs are low, they're almost out of them, then better make sure you get a seat real quick and order one because they're going to be out pretty quick. Those ribs are very popular there, and they only do them on the weekends. So we happened to get there early on a Saturday earlier today, and had an early dinner, and we were able to get in and get one, which I'm glad because, tell you, that is one nice... That is one beautiful piece of meat, I'll tell you. One, it's just a beautiful rib. Just, wow, it's indescribable. I love that. I love that rib. It's excellent. And I would say, you know, I had some with barbecue sauce on it, but I'll have to say I ate a lot of it without the barbecue sauce because it seemed to me at a point, and they have some nice sauces there, but don't get me wrong. But it seemed after a point that the sauce was doing a disservice to this rib. The rib by itself, it didn't need any sauce. it was pretty awesome on its own. And I kind of wish I had a bottle of this wine with me when I was having the rib, because I think that would have been even better. That would have been perfect dinner. However, I saved this bottle of wine just for this wine stream tonight, so I could share it with you. And this is for you, everyone watching the stream. It's not a bad wine. It's pretty good red blend. I'd have to say that this is I give this a thumbs up. So it's all right. 2017. So it's not too old, and yes, it does. If you're checking the bottom of the bottle, it does have a very deep pit in there. So this is one that will probably, from what I understand, will probably last on the shelf for a little while. So you can buy one or two of these, set them up, give them a little bit of time, and then try them out if you're not ready to open them up. Save them for a special occasion, for some company. This would actually go good for a dinner party. I know last week we were talking about wines that would be good for dinner parties and wines that wouldn't. And some wines that we would never serve to a dinner party. I think this is one that would pass. I would say you can serve this to a dinner party. This bottle goes for $16. I think that I paid $15.99 plus whatever tax on it. So it was $16 for this bottle. And I think it's worth it. It's worth it. It's not a wine that I would, being a red blend, it's not a wine that I would stock and drink every day. I would much prefer some of the other straight Syrah or straight Merlot or maybe Zinfandel or something. Just a straight wine, but this is not bad. It's pretty decent for a red blend. So I would say, yeah, I'd recommend it. And I'd recommend having a little bit more. Now, if you tuned in here to watch me drink a whole bottle of this, I'm not planning to do that. Not tonight. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy it and talk. And hey, join me in the chat. Tell me what you're drinking. Tell me how your day is going. Tell me what's going on with you. Just say hi. Just say hi, and I'll give you a shout out here. Tell me what's going on, and we'll have a nice little chat. I am going to be, I almost forgot. I'm going to be redoing the studio here, and I apologize because if you were watching last week, if you were here in the stream last week, I did mention that I was planning on redoing all of this for this week's stream. Unfortunately, life got in the way. All other day-to-day things, a lot of other things going on that prevented me from actually getting to this last week. So what we're going to be doing is I'm going to be taking a week off from the wine stream, and next week we're not actually going to do it next week. We're going to skip a week here. It's going to give me some time to do what I need to do to fix up the studio and get everything going here, and then we will be, let's see, next week is the 4th. So I will not be doing the stream on the 4th. Of course, that's Star Wars Day. May the 4th be with you. On the 11th, we'll be back on the 11th doing the stream. That would be Saturday the 11th. And also, if you can join us on, May 25th, the Saturday of May 25th, that is my sister Gina's birthday, and I promise her that we're going to do a special wine stream for her birthday on the 25th. We're going to do a special celebration, a wine stream celebration for my sister Gina on the 25th. Maybe have a little party, maybe make a little party out of that. We'll see what we can do with it, and we'll do some special things. And I hope you can join us for that. That should be a lot of fun. Anyway, so mark a calendar for May 25th, that Saturday night, and we'll get that party going. In the meantime, on the 11th will be our next wine stream, and next week, the 4th, we'll be taking a week off, and hopefully, if all goes well, during that week out, when we get back, I will have all new studio set up back in here and be able to do some things that I've been wanting to do, I've been trying to do since day one on the streams, and I haven't been able to do up to this point for various technical reasons, and also kind of streamlining things back here and making the set look a lot better, because it's kind of a multi-purpose set for us, and maybe we could have some fun in the future doing some other things, green screen and stuff like that. Who knows? We'll see how that works out. But for the next week, we will be taking a hiatus for 1 week while I get that all together. Anyway, that's something I just want to pass along to everybody, just in case you were looking for it. We're going to have some more wine. And, you know, one of the things about tonight that I was going to try to do was I was going to try at least get, because I was talking about putting up some shelving out here to put up the wine bottles. Some of the wine bottles that we've already opened on the wine streams in the past, wines that I like, and then also some wines that we plan on opening up and trying out in the future. Well, I have been working on an idea to get a couple of white bookcase shelves here to put the bottles in. And that's one of the issues that I had this week, why I couldn't get it done right away, because I couldn't find, I've been all kinds of places, and I couldn't find those little bookshelves that I was looking for. I found everything else but. And I was all over the place, all over town looking for these things, or all over my side of town. I don't go uptown much if I can help it. But all around here, and I couldn't find any place that had them. And I knew they had them online. Amazon has them online. Walmart has them on their online store. But I couldn't find them really any place locally. And I hadn't checked the Walmart. That was the one place I hadn't looked, was the Walmart. So Chi and I took a little short trip earlier this evening, about the time it got dark, down to our Super Walmart down here on the North Carolina-South Carolina border, and or just past. It's actually in South Carolina, technically. And I was looking for these things. Well, turns out they actually had the bookshelves I was looking for, except they were in the wood grain, a dark wood grain, more of a smoky wood. And I thought, well, that's not what I want. I don't want that. I wanted white bookshelves. And I'm not going to go into why I want them white right now, but let's say if everything goes according to plan with this set, I'll surprise you later on. You'll see what I was up to. But they didn't have them on the shelves. But sometimes they have stock in the back. So I this is not a good story. So I went looking for someone who might be able to help us. I looked for some assistance from one of the from somebody there in the big box store to assist us in finding one, see if they can go in the back and check if they had any in stock. Well, for a while we didn't see anybody come by, and I had to go searching for somebody. Finally found somebody in the electronics department, or actually flagged down somebody who was walking by the electronics department who looked like they worked there, and they did. They had on a vest. And I asked him, I said, can you give me some assistance here? And he says, he just kind of brushed me off. No. And he started pointing at the electronics booth, like I was supposed to stand there and wait for somebody, or to stand there and find somebody at the booth, whoever was manning the electronics section, to ask them. Maybe he assumed that I was asking about electronics, and I wasn't. But he just waved me on, and he just walked off. And I thought, okay, well, that was a little bit of a brush off. You know, he's just walking by. Yeah, okay, you know, he might have been busy. He was probably on a mission to do something else. He was really busy, didn't have time to talk. Maybe they had a spill on aisle 47 or something, and he had to run off to that and some kind of an emergency. But he didn't have time for me. He didn't have time to even talk to me. He just ran off, and he just kind of pointed in the general direction of that counter, the electronics counter, and just ran off. So I said, okay. All right. You know, I didn't think that much about it, although I thought, well, you know, didn't even have time to stop and talk to you. So I go up to the electronics counter, and there's nobody there. So I'm looking around, and at some point, somebody walked by, some other guy, and I said, I need some assistance with the furniture and the housewares and stuff. And he says, okay, well, I'll see if I can get somebody. So he goes to the phone and he pages somebody to go to housewares, which technically wasn't furniture. And he says, oh, you know, go, you know, some customer needs assistance in housewares, whatever. And then he put the phone down and ran off. I'm like, okay. So I stood around waiting for a while, waiting for somebody to show up. And it was a little while. So finally, this guy walks up, you know, the aisle there. And he's kind of looking around like he's looking for somebody to assist. And I thought, well, must be looking for me. Maybe he's the guy they paged. So I said, hey, I needed assistance here in the furniture. And he says, okay, what do you need? And so I showed it to him. I said, look, I need this bookcase. It was a half height bookcase. I need this bookcase, but I need it in white. It doesn't look like you have any here that are white, although I saw them online that they're available in white. So can you, do you have any in stock and maybe in the back? Can you go to the back and see if you have any? He says, yeah, I can go to the back and see if they have any in stock back there. So he walks off. So I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And I don't know. I was waiting there for a while. And presently, I was like, I wonder if this guy forgot about me or something. I'm just standing around and people are other customers walking back and forth, wondering why I'm standing there looking like an idiot. And of course, we're in the big box store, so, you know, who knows? So eventually I look up and this guy, this the same guy that was supposed to be out looking for these white bookcases for me in the back, I see him over behind the electronics counter walking around and doing stuff. And then he's walking back and forth, putting products here and doing whatever it is he's doing, just look like he's doing inventory stuff. And I'm looking at him and I'm saying, well, isn't that the guy who helped me? You know? And he'd glance at me from time to time. He'd walk off and do his other things. And I'm thinking, okay, this is a little odd. How come he isn't, you know, why isn't he over here? Is he doing something? You know, he's doing something else. Maybe he got sidetracked, or maybe he had something more urgent he's doing. I don't know. So I'm standing there for a few more minutes, watching this guy go back and forth and back and forth, and occasionally he's glancing back at me. So finally, after I don't know about 4 or 5 minutes of this, I just kind of gesture with my hands, going like, well, you know, I'm still standing here. What's going on? So he kind of walks up to me and he goes, well, I'm in the electronics department. I'm not supposed to help you. And I just stood there stunned, like, what? And he repeated it. He says, I can't help you. I work in the electronics department, not over here. I'm like, well, Why didn't you tell me that in the first place? Why did you make me stand here and you walked off and said you were going to check on this and you made me stand here and you've been watching me standing here for the better part of 10 minutes? Why didn't you come up and say something? And he kind of hemmed and hawed and said, sorry. I'm just, I can't help you. I'm doing my thing. And so I said, well, wait a minute. Couldn't you at least, if you couldn't help me, couldn't you have at least called somebody else that worked in this department that could help me? And he didn't really have an answer for that. So he goes back to what he's doing. So I'm starting to get a little miffed now. So I walked up to him. And now there's another guy there, a little shorter guy. And these are kind of younger kids, you know. They're... Yeah. Late high school, college age kids, I don't know, the young kids. And so I said, well, can you get a manager? He says, well, we've been trying to get a manager, but he's not around. I'm like, well, can you get somebody to help me? I mean, I finally said, look, maybe you can't help me, but I'm a customer. I'm a customer in your store. You're supposed to at least if you can't help me, at least maybe get a hold of somebody who can come over and help me. Doesn't that make sense? And they said, well, you know, they didn't have an answer for that either. And he says, well, we'll give him, finally they said, well, we'll see if we can call and get a manager. And at that point, I just threw up my hands and I said, oh, never mind. Just forget it. Just forget about it. Forget about the whole thing. I said, don't you want to make a sale here? Obviously, you don't want to sell anything to anybody here. Otherwise, you would have helped me already, or you would have found somebody to help me. And they said, well, we'll see if we can get somebody. I said, never mind. I'm done. I'm out. So I'm walking out the store with Chi. And on our way out, I passed another lady near the front, and I said, are you a manager? And she looked like she had a radio and a push-to-talk headset. And I said, you a manager? She says, yes, I'm a manager. So I explained to her what happened. Told her, and she says, well, I apologize. And she started walking off, and I thought, well, this isn't, you know, and she says, well, we'll take care of that. We'll talk to them. I said, no, you don't really need to talk to these people. What you need to do is you need to train these people. You need to properly train these people on how to take care of customers, because that was definitely not good customer service. And I said, and I was talking to Chi about it, and I said, you know what? They're complaining, these big box stores and all these other retailers around here are complaining about how Amazon's kicking their butts in the retail space. This is one of the reasons why. Because, first of all, I could have found this thing on Amazon. I did actually find it. I just didn't want to have to wait for it. I figured if I could find it locally at the local big box store, I would have much rather had just drove over there and picked one up, and that would have been the end of it. But this is what's wrong with the whole industry now. They're complaining about why Amazon's kicking their behind on in retail. And first of all, you can find everything on Amazon. Amazon has everything. I can walk into this big box store and I can only find one color of this or one color of that. Can't find really exactly what I want. But that's only part of the story. The other part of the story is, if you're going to go into a store, a retail store, there was a time when you can go into a retail store and people were just jumping all over to help you out and say, hey, you know, whatever you need, let me know what you need. Isn't what you want? Let me go in the back and see if I can find it. Hey, if we don't have it in the back, maybe we can order it for you and have it here in a day or two. As I recall, that is what used to happen. Nowadays, you go into these big box stores, and if you're lucky enough to find anybody who can help you, it's more like, well, pretty much what I experienced tonight. And this is one of the reasons, not the reason, but one of the reasons why Amazon is really making inroads and putting a lot of these retail places out of business. Because, and I wonder maybe some of these retail stores are just kind of giving up on that. Maybe they don't care anymore. I mean, just, hey, you know, Amazon's coming in. Why should we even bother with customer service or trying to please the customer, because they're going to get it on Amazon anyway? Maybe they've had a defeatist attitude. Maybe they're a pessimist. See what I did there? Okay. Sherry's in the chat with us. Hi, Sherry. It's good to see you. I hope you're all doing well. Give my best to you and the family. Come on in. Get your favorite drink, your favorite libation. Sit back and chat with us and drink with Rick. I was, to be honest, it was kind of a rant. And I don't mean to go on rants or anything like that. In fact, hold on. That should help subdue that rant. I'm not one for really going to rants on this. And of course, as you know, if you've been following the stream for a while, there are a couple of things we don't talk about. We don't talk about politics. We don't talk about religion. This is about bringing people together, not tearing people apart. And so the kind of discussions we want to have on here and the kind of things we talk about are just fun things. But I sort of, because this was directly related to finding things for the set for tonight's stream, and because this happened tonight, and it just, I just felt compelled to point that out. I should just say that I'm a little disappointed in the way that customer service is these days in a lot of retail stores. You would expect that from an online system like Amazon or something where they're just selling stuff, and you expect that. You know, that's, you go to Amazon, you're not really looking for customer service per se. You're just looking to buy something, find what you're looking for, and have it shipped to your door. But when you go to a store, a retail store, you expect, you know, you expect some service, expect some customer service. You expect at least people care that you walked in the door. And we're really not seeing that much anymore. In fact, come to think of it, over the last few years, we've been seeing things such as, you know, automatic checkouts, that sort of thing. And I guess that's one of my laments about going shopping, is that more and more you're seeing, you just start seeing it sometimes in the grocery stores. Now you're seeing it in the big box stores. Now I'm seeing it in a lot of different places where the self-checkout has just kind of taken over. And now it's almost like the human touch is gone. It's like the human interaction is gone. There's no more personable, you know, human one-to-one retailer to customer experience anymore. It's almost like going to a convenience store and you just, you know, buy whatever you buy and walk out. There's no personality to it anymore, to where you can go into your neighborhood supermarket and chat it up with the person, you know, the person at the register, you know, putting away groceries or anything. No more of that hometown, hey, how's it going, you know, kind of thing anymore. It's just, you just quietly take your items to a self-checkout. You don't talk to anybody unless the checkout has a problem, and then you flag down somebody across the store to come over and direct you to another one or something, and they don't say two words to you. They just say, oh, use this one. This one's out of order. And there's no personal interaction or personal touch to anything anymore. It's almost like everything's just so kind of cold and sterile nowadays. And that's sort of what I experienced when I went to this big box store tonight. And it's really kind of disconcerting. I think we've kind of, and I tell you what, I get the feeling that some of these retailers, we've seen a lot of them go down lately, just they're dropping like flies all around. And I think maybe some of them have just kind of given up. They know that it's only a matter of time before the e-tailing overtakes retailing. I don't know. Or maybe it's also a combination of that and the fact that people just don't seem to have a sense of, I guess they don't seem to have a sense of community anymore. You know, they just sort of do their thing and live their lives. And, you know, everybody's on their cell phones now. I see this all the time, you know, and we don't allow that at home. We don't, you know, people come down, when everybody comes down to dinner, they're not supposed to have the cell phones at dinner. That's family time. We all sit around this family time, no cell phones. No tablets, things like that. But I walk around town sometimes, and I see people walking around with their heads in their cell phones, and they're not talking to anybody. They're doing their thing. They're texting on their cell phones, or they're looking up stuff online on their cell phones. And it seems like we've all become so detached as a society. And it's kind of troublesome. It really is. That's one of the reasons why I like doing this wine stream on Saturday nights, because I feel like that this is a chance to reconnect, reconnect with family, reconnect with friends, connect with strangers who can become family and friends, and really get to know each other again. Use Facebook for some of these social media platforms for what they were originally intended to be, at least on the outside. We know they were intended to be revenue generators, of course, but I mean on the outside to the general public, to you and me, people who use them. The overall intention is to reconnect with our families and friends and to stay close to everybody, to stay close to each other and be able to instantly communicate with each other. And it seems that the more that we do this on the social media platforms and electronically online, it seems like in some ways the further apart we all become. And that bothers me. I want to see more connection here. I want to see more people in the chat where we're chatting and just talking about things. So I'm not the one carrying on a conversation by myself. But the most important is to be able to use these platforms for getting along maybe becoming closer again as a society, maybe trying to rebuild our relationships as human beings, rather than seeing them torn apart from all this electronic media and all the things that are going on in the world today. And you know, wine can help that happen. Wine can help a good glass of wine between friends. We can all sit around and chat and just get to know one another again. And I think that's what we really need. That's what we all really need. I don't know. What do you think about this? Am I just rambling? Am I just full of it? And I don't mean the wine, although I'm getting somewhat full of that too. Or have you seen that? Do you feel the same way? Have you looked around lately and seen how people are not talking to each other, even though we have the means nowadays to be closer than ever? I mean, you know, I have a sister in California, and I should be able to pick up the phone and talk to her anytime I want, but day-to-day activities, things get in the way, life gets in the way, and the only time I really get to talk to her now is through Facebook, and I miss it. I haven't really seen her in a while in person, and I miss her, and I miss a lot of my family, and miss a lot of my friends that I haven't seen for a while. Some of my friends from Channel 35 that have shown up in the stream from time to time, and I haven't seen in years, but it's awesome to see them show up in the chat, at least, you know, check in and see how they're doing, see how I'm doing, and a chance to reconnect. I think we have the means to be able to do this. We've never had this. As long as I've been alive, we've never had any of this before. The means with which to instantly connect with each other. And it seems sometimes that the closer we are at connecting with each other, the more means that we have of connecting with each other, it seems the further apart that we all get sometimes. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Maybe that's just something that I see. Does anybody else see that too? I don't know. I've seen it happening with my family sometimes when I see them all. You know, the other night we were sitting around on the couch. Everybody had their cell phones out. Nobody was talking to each other. Including me. We all had our cell phones out, doing stuff on our cell phones. And it was, and this was family time. Yeah, let's have some family time. So we all sit on the couch. We're all on our cell phones. We're all looking at our phones. We're not looking at each other. We're not talking to each other. We're just on our phones. And I thought to myself, this is extremely unhealthy. This is not healthy at all. And I look around. We're not the only ones. It's happening everywhere. We're stuck in that same loop that millions and millions of other people around the world, millions of other families around the world are stuck in, where they're no longer, families are no longer talking to each other. They're talking to each other in a sense through electronic devices, even though they're sitting right next to each other or standing right next to each other. I've gone to the restaurants and people are texting each other. They're texting each other and they're all sitting at the same table at the restaurant and they're just, nobody's talking. They're just texting each other. And to me, I think that's the silliest thing in the world. The person's right next to you, for crying out loud. Just turn around and talk to them. Why are you texting them? Maybe I'm just old. I'm 60 years old. Maybe I'm just old, but it just seems to me that if you're going to go out somewhere with somebody, you should put the cell phone in your pocket, put the tablet down, leave it somewhere, leave it at home, and go out and have a good time. Share that glass of wine with them, share that meal, have a beer with them, or whatever it is that you're going to be doing, and just sit down and share that time with them. Look them directly in the eyes, talk to them face to face. And because, I mean, they're there. You're there. Why are you going to text them or chat with them on a phone when they're right there next to you? And, originally it was at first it seems like such a joke. It's something that you'd see in a commercial or in a movie or TV show or something. But this happens every day in real life. It's not funny anymore. People are actually doing this. We've actually done it at home. So it's not funny anymore. It's not a joke. Folks, it's one thing. Facebook is fine. Texting is fine. And the right tools for the right job. And my sister, who is, 2,000 miles away, if this is the only way we can talk to each other, by texting or by live streaming or by chatting on Facebook, whatever it is, that's what you do, because they're 2,000 miles away. I have a brother in Japan. That's the only way we can get together every once in a while, every 6 months or so. We'll connect on Skype, and that's the way we have to do it, because I mean, we're halfway around the world from each other. That's one thing. But if you're down the street from somebody, if you live down the road, or if you're, in the next neighborhood or just halfway across town, get in your car and drive over to their house. Talk to them. Spend some time with them. Put the phone down. The right tool for the right job. And I'm rambling again, by the way. And I don't mean to go on another rant, but I don't know. Maybe it's the night for rants, huh? Anyway, I think that's really my message for tonight is, computers, cell phones, tablets, electronic devices, they have their place. And social media apps and social media platforms, they have their place too. And they're great for someone like, let's say, for instance, Sherry. Sherry, if you're still there in the chat, she and I live several states apart. And this is a great way for us to connect and to keep up with what's going on. And that's good. That's fine. Because I couldn't just drive over to their house, on a whim, and bring the family and say, hey, let's get together, go on a picnic or something like that. Can't really do that. because it's not feasible because we're so far apart. So it's, you know, in that case, Facebook makes some sense. But if you're, say, in the same town, live down the street in the same neighborhood, or in the same house even, why are we chatting on Facebook? Why aren't we chatting face-to-face? Why aren't we talking to each other for real? Come over to the house for a barbecue. I'll come over to your house for a beer. You know, sit down, let's chat, let's get out the lawn chairs, you know, and enjoy some time together. Because we all have only so much time together on this earth. And why waste it just LOLing and sending emojis to each other when we live right next door to each other and we can share the laughter face to face? And I guess that's really what I'm trying to say. I think that if we did more of that again, I think that the world might just be a little bit of a friendlier place. And we wouldn't have as much strife. We wouldn't have so many disconnects like we have now. Because I really do think the first time since I've been alive anyway, I can't speak for all of history, but for the first time since I've been alive, I've never seen so much disconnection between people. And I don't like it. Because I really want to see people get along. I want us to get together. I want us to share wine together. And enjoy the brief time that we have on this earth. And wine is a good way to bring people together, I think. And I think this is actually pretty decent wine. So see, I'm not trying to be a pessimist here. You see what I did there again? I'm not trying to be a pessimist. What I'm trying to do is, I think I'm trying to be a realist here and say, you know what? Let's put the pessimism aside. Not the wine, but pessimism aside, and let's find ways to accentuate the positive, to find the positive in other people, to find the positive in ourselves, to bring positive messages to each other, to bring positive support to each other. I think if we, if people spent more time together, they would be better able to support one another and be more positive with each other, instead of being a pessimist. Anyway, so I'm rambling again, and it's getting on towards 12 o'clock, towards the midnight hour, and I'm sure everybody's pretty tired of my rambling on. But I kind of wanted to share my experience this weekend, and it kind of bothered me a little bit to see so much disconnect out there. Seen it in between customers and the companies that they're patroning, and I've seen it with families. I've seen it. It's been in the news all week, various things going on that you just see that all it is just a disconnect from one end of the world to the other. And I'm tired of seeing it. And I'm hoping that I'd say that, after about a half a bottle of this wine, I'd say you'd lose your pessimism and you'd lose, I'd say if you're sharing it with one another, I think that you can. It can help you reconnect and be a more positive influence on one another. And perhaps maybe this world will take on a little more of a positive spin Anyway, so once again, this wine here is Pessimist 2017 Red Blend from Paso Robles, bottled by Dahl Vineyards in Paso Robles, California. And their motto is, a pessimist is never disappointed. Well, I'll say this. I'm not a pessimist with this wine. I am not disappointed in this wine. It's actually pretty good. It is not something that I would probably stock up too much on, but I would keep a bottle around every once in a while, probably for a dinner party, maybe for a grilling. Maybe if I'm grilling outside, I think it would have probably gone pretty well with that rib that I had earlier. I think it would. Although I think there probably would have been some better choices for the rib. I would say one of those choices would have been, say, the Super Tuscan, I think, would have been good for that. And we've opened that before. Anyway, you can pick this up at Wine Store. My friends at the Wine Store are doing this for $15.99 a bottle, $16 a bottle. And no, I'm not a shill. I'm not being paid to promote them. It's just I happen to like going there. The people are really, really nice. You know what? That is one thing that one exception is that when I go to a wine store, they have one up here in Blakeney. They have a few of them around the Charlotte area. But when I go in a wine store, I am always treated with respect. You walk in the door from the moment they say, "Hey, how are you doing? You want to test this wine out? Taste this one out? This is what we got going on." And I tell you what, they're the nicest people. And Matt and those guys down there that run the place do a pretty good job with it. I think the atmosphere, the general atmosphere, is one. I think that's one of the reasons why I like going there. It's not just the one. I mean, you know, there are a lot of places where I could buy wine. You know, we have a Total Wine over. We have several of them in the area. We have stores all over the place that sell wine. I mean, all the supermarkets sell it. We have a really nice Harris Teeter in the Ballantyne area that has a really, really nice wine bar that people hang out there and on Friday nights. And she's actually said, "Hey, you should go down there on Friday night." She's been there a couple of times. She'd go down there on Friday nights and check that out. But I have found that that wine store where I've been going, it's a really, really friendly atmosphere. The people are very knowledgeable about what they're selling. They're very nice. And it's been, as small as it is, it's a warm and friendly place. Not just the employees there or the owners, it's the other patrons that go there. You know, I've met a number of people there just going in for the wine tastings and such. And we get there talking about wine. It's just a lot of people just getting together and, you know, enjoying wine and talking about wine because it's something they all have in common. And I think that's a very, very positive thing. And I like that. I like that sort of atmosphere. And I'd say if the big box store that I went to and other places around town that I've been to would take on more of that type of attitude towards your customers and towards one another, I think it'd be a game changer for the retail industry. I think it would over time, but I'll have to say that the people at a wine store, it's a nice place to go, and I really enjoy visiting that. And Charles joined us in the chat. Hi, Charles. Great to see you. Good to see you in the chat. Say hi. I hope everything's going well with you. And Charles and I go way back. We're old friends, and it's another example. He's another example of someone that I get a chance to see, keep up with what's going on in his life on Facebook and vice versa. But we don't live that close together anymore. We he's you know, he and I are several states away, and but we still get together, and that's a good use of, once again, as I said earlier, that's a good use of Facebook. But nothing, that Facebook is only just a way of temporarily sort of, you know, keeping up with things, but nothing beats a face-to-face, hey, how are you doing? See each other. I hope to see Charles again sometime soon. I missed him. I was going to go down to when we went down for the PodFest, for PodFest 2019 in March. I wanted to try to go by there and see him, but it just didn't work out. The schedule didn't work out. We were pretty much stuck way up there in International Drive the whole time, so I didn't really get a chance to go down his end of town and see him. I've been wanting to do that for the last few times. But Charles, I definitely want to try to the next time I get down there, I definitely want to come on and see you and see how things are going with you and you know, catch up on some stuff. I miss you, buddy. And here's to you, Charles. And, you know, I think that, I mean, if I could drive down to Orlando every week, and I mean, so it's, going down to Florida is a bit of a drive for me these days. I mean, I used to be able to do that a lot more, easily. It used to be 8 or 9 hour drives didn't bother me as much when I was younger. Now I have to, we can't really do a straight 8 hour drive anymore, 9 hour drive. We have to stop somewhere midway overnight and rest. Cause I just can't sit in the car that long for, you know, four or five hours. That's kind of my limit for being able to sit in one spot in the car, for any length of time. And, although I would like to go out and do more road trips, you know, down the road, I'd like to be able to get out and travel, take the family cross country and let them see more of the country, more of America, maybe into Canada sometime. But it's just that at my age now, I'm just getting to the point where I just don't have the patience for sitting in a car for very, very long periods of time anymore. I start getting antsy and I got to get out and walk around and get out of the car for a while, because it just kind of wears on me after a bit. But I would rather do that than fly, because I do not like to fly. And I don't do well in planes. I really don't. I've never done well in planes. Every time I get on a plane, it's just it takes me a while to recover from that, because it just messes up my equilibrium, and I don't feel like doing anything except just kind of sleeping for a while after that. So I just don't like flying too much at all. But car trips, I used to love car trips. Chi and I used to go, we'd do the weekends, we'd go traveling around to do road trips on for the whole weekends, just do nothing but drive around, and that was a lot of fun. I used to really, really enjoy road trips. It's just that nowadays it's just harder for me to be able to stay in the car for very long periods. But, you know, so going down to Florida, or going, say, to Pennsylvania, or out to California. California's a long trip. Done it. I've done the road trip to California and back. That was a long, long trip. But those kind of trips, they require some planning, and they require a couple of stops for me way. Because I just can't do straight drives anymore like I used to. But one of these days, maybe I hope to reconnect with a lot of my friends down there. And I hope that everybody has a chance to try this wine, Pessimist. If you can find it in your local area, like I said, I don't know where else it's available. I know Wine Store has it for $16 a bottle. I'm pretty sure it's available in some other areas of the country. I know it's California wine, so it is probably not that hard to find. I don't know if you'll be able to find it at this price, because the prices at the wine store are actually pretty decent. Sometimes they run some pretty special deals. So I don't know if you're necessarily going to find it at this price. It might be considerably more. I have not priced this one out online, but I'm pretty sure that $16 is probably the low end on what you'll pay for this wine. And it kind of tastes like it. It's actually pretty good. So I would recommend this. I give it a thumbs up. The other wine that I want to consider showing this week was one called Overstone, and maybe we'll try that one when we get back. Overstone is this was an interesting wine. I tasted it over there at Wine Store. Also, this is from New Zealand, and it is a Sauvignon Blanc. But this one is this was a little different in the sense that, to me at least, and I've had a couple of wines from New Zealand, and the New Zealand wines are kind of citrusy. They tend to have more citrus tones to them. This one kind of threw me a little bit because I was expecting, and they were saying it has lemon lime citrus tones. I didn't really taste that so much in there. What I tasted was grapefruit. It had a very grapefruit smell to it. I'm not kidding. I took a sip of this and it tasted like I was drinking fermented grapefruit. I mean, it was really different. It was really different. This is a wine. This is a, you know, a great grape wine, but it just kind of threw me. I wasn't really expecting the overwhelming grapefruit notes to it. So and I almost opened this one up tonight. It's just that it didn't pair well with the, you know, it wasn't going to pair well with the ribs that I had earlier. This is something that would probably go better with, I'm not sure yet. Maybe some fish, but I'd say maybe some seafood, but I think this was much better choice for the rib. Anyway, I'm rambling on again, and it's after midnight, and it's time to close up the stream for the night. I hope everybody had a good time. Hope everybody, at least if you survived my ramblings and rants, you're probably doing pretty good then. I'm going to finish this glass, but I'm not going to finish this bottle. If you came in to see me drink this whole bottle of wine, no, I'm not going to do that, because what I do is, even though we are sitting back and drinking wine together, we want to do it responsibly. Remember this. This is another point of the wine stream, is that we sit back and we do this in the comfort of our homes, our hotel room, wherever you are for the night, settled in for the night. This is a kind of wine stream where you settle in, chat with me on the wine stream, and share a drink or two. But we do it with the idea that we're settled in, we're not driving anywhere, we're not driving home anywhere. We're drinking responsibly. Don't drink and drive. Stay in school. Don't do drugs and all that other stuff. But definitely don't drink and drive. And don't overdo it. You don't want to overdo anything. I didn't, like I said, I haven't finished this. I don't intend to tonight. And I've been sipping this as I've been going along, so it's not like I've been chugging it down or anything. It's important to drink in moderation, to do everything in moderation. And it's important for good health. Wine is healthy for you, but that's in moderation. Too much of anything good is not a good thing. So, and remember that. And I hope you join me next time. Once again, we're going to be taking a break next week while I fix up the set and do some other technical things that have to be done. And then we'll be back here on the, did I say the 11th? That's the, what is that? The week after that. It's the 11th, the 11th of May. And then, of course, please join us for our special birthday celebration for my sister Gina on the 25th of May. Saturday, we'll do a special wine stream, and we'll do some special things there. Anyway, if you need to reach me, you can reach me at this point at rick@savoiamedia.com. That's rick@savoiamedia.com. I'm going to be setting up, one of the things I'm going to be doing during the week off here is setting up a website for this and another email address where you can reach me in relation to the wine stream directly. So we'll be doing that. But for right now, you can reach me at rick@savoiamedia.com. Hope everybody had a great time. I know I did, as always. I really enjoy doing these. I look forward to Saturday nights where I can sit down with everybody and drink and just talk and have a good time. This is a completely unstructured show. I don't script any of this, as is probably pretty obvious. And I do this on purpose. This is a stream of consciousness kind of program. basically, I'm a podcaster as well, and a blogger and a YouTuber. And the rule in podcasting is there are no rules in podcasting, although there are some best practices. And one of the best practices is that I'm supposed to have all kinds of notes and show notes and things like that going. But no, I'm doing something, and I'm used to doing that. That's what I do in all my other streams or my other shows. But this is something completely different. I'm doing this completely unstructured. It's completely open. It's more of a diary. It's more of a just sit back and talk openly with everybody and just have a good time. This is completely, completely unscripted, completely unstructured. It's just something fun I'm doing. And, I hope you join in and make it even more fun. It's more fun when the more the merrier. So join me for the next one on the 11th. And until then, everybody have a great couple weeks. And remember to drink responsibly. I'll talk to you all next time. I don't have a good closing for any of this. Like I said, it's completely unstructured. So anyway, y'all have a great one. And thanks for watching.